You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Don't y'all make no babies tonight in this weather. If you got a tin roof, you're automatic, say, twins. How did they come by? Ain't that something? That weather gets you in a romantic move, even if you've been fighting all the week. Lay your head on my pillow, and the rest's gonna be history. Amen. I hear the voice. That's probably why I got all my children thinking that was a rainy night in Georgia. It gonna rain, but you got yourself in that. Amen. I'm just telling on me, don't act like that you were so holy when you got your, you know, that music they used to play, that stuff will make you think you're in love in a minute, Pastor. You didn't get down with the kind of music. You love that rabbit kind, but I like that kind that make you feel on folks. That's the kind I like. That Precious Sled. Yes, and Teddy Pendergrass. That was my boy. A few other ones just make you just go crazy and berserk. You look at somebody, I'm in love with you. Take me. Knowing you're going to get thrown out, but you're going to stay to the after party. That Teddy knew he upset me. You know I was full of spirits and demons. I said, I'm going to see Teddy and wherever the after party, I'm going to. Ain't nobody invited me, but I'm going. Y'all ain't the only one been crazy. Some of y'all still stepping over there. But I told the Lord, my ex-husband didn't speak to me about 2 weeks. I told him, I really don't care. Because I had me a good time. I was trying to feel Teddy too, but it was so many people up there, I couldn't get a hold to him. At least I tried. I'm like, excuse me. That brother know he was fine. Who? Devil set us up, don't he? He had a beard like Sister Michelle husband. So let me feel one side over there, boy. I was bragging about how I love beards. Apostle grow him one. It's Snow White, but he still keeps it. Tell me, what you think about my beard? So keep it boo. I like beards. I like for them to get them real long. I ain't said what you like. I said what I like. What I like. Yes, sir. Whew. Yes. That ain't been my problem. I tell folk what I like, and it got me in trouble. Ooh, girl, I'm that. Ooh. Some things you get out of sin in, but you still like. Men look a little stink when they got a beard. Whew. Especially every now and then, throw some of that duck grease on them. Got me gone. Got me turning in circles. But I got off all that music, that love music. It had me in a lot of lying and a lot of sin and a lot of distress. I hear you. I done learned I like that rap now because the way Vince was doing it, that would get rid of him. Y'all saw me. I got it, Pastor. You've been having it all along, but I'm getting it. You see? Yes, sir. I like that stuff. Look what God will do. He'll change you from love ballots, and you get over there and rapping ballot. At my age, you ask anybody in my era, they like that love music. Sister Anna, don't be over there acting like you cute. You did too. Tell me, hug me. Wrong me. You just in Disney World when you go over there. I had a boyfriend, you know, they had 45 when I was younger. You couldn't afford but one, and somebody let you borrow it out. They said, don't wear it out. Every time I thought about him, I put it on. I said, I'm in so much love, I can't stand myself. I hear But I learned better. It wasn't love. It was just that old sinful record. Amen. God is still good to me no matter what. I want you to have something to go home and laugh about. So that pastor been a fool. Well, you might need to check in and see where you at. Amen. If you go crazy over some music, something wrong with you. But let me tell you what the Lord did for Sister Nikki and Brother Vincent. They can sing each other. When she get tired of singing praise music, he come in with the rapping, and they turn the house up. A whoop, 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 whoop. They just, somebody out the street gonna come and call the police. I'm trying to help y'all know that you got something. Look how sharp you is tonight with your nice suit on. She about to sit in your lap. I don't blame her. Ain't nobody getting my boo. I'm only going to be a fight. Shoot. Well, I hope somebody go home revived and full of joy and peace. Look how God did that thing. Fix him what he can rap and fix up what she can sing. They just tear the bedroom down. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nobody went to sleep, and we ain't been doing nothing but singing. He said, wait, honey, I'm going to plug this one in. She said, wait, boo, I got something for you, too. Children crawl out doors, and don't nobody know where they're at. We still working today. Oh, that's some good stuff for y'all. Y'all better grab it. They'll count down the argument and cut down. Y'all get some more cheering in a hurry. We just singing ourselves happy. When at 4 o'clock, we going to go on to sleep. Now, honey, we can't do nothing else. That's right. Everybody ain't balanced out there in a relationship. That Vincent can rap that thing. He got me happy. Chew. With them big muscles. Yes, sir. And he be saying, get with me. I said, yes. Did y'all see the pastor? Y'all saw the pastor. She get real. She says, oh, oh. I said, go, girl. When is your car? You work with it, ain't you? Pastor just looking. What's the happen to all of them? He said, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I'm talking about my husband, y'all, so don't go filling me out telling myself. He getting to walking real fast with that one leg now. Oh, shoot, what done happened to all of them? What done happened to him? A spirit be with him. Let me get to the word where we can go home. Pastor said, my words. I'm going to have to learn how to like that rapping stuff. Ain't God good? Y'all think I just talking about him when he ain't here. Remind me to talk when he here. And I'll do it. Amen. I didn't know too much about that rapping. Amen. But what you got to do if you're old and playing like you're young, you got to listen to the lyrics. And then you start feeling it. Then you can define, that's me. They just brought it to him in a different form. I might start rapping too. What y'all think about that? I be on one of their albums, let mama rap with y'all too. Whoop, 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 whoop. It'll bring you some more revenue in when you take care of your churn. Yes, sir. Apostle said, I'm going on to glory. That crazy wife of mine done got this rabbit too. Oh. If I, he tell me y'all told him I'm going to get that one. If he'll be awake when I get home tonight, I'll inform him what I said. Amen. I'm waiting for him to hear say, I like that rapping. That stuff good. Amen. You know when the prophet get on there, he think he James Brown with his rapping. Y'all see how James Brown, I hold it, boy, don't slide up this road because it ain't too good no way. He get to slide with his. Vince will come in a different way. Hey, look, Thomas, let me stop this. I'm tired. I'm an old girl. I can't be doing all that energy. Ain't God good? I know some people going to go home revived tonight because some people going through. But God is greater than we focus on we going through. We got some serious problem from the head to the back door. But God is greater than the serious problem we have. If I can give anybody anything, I would want you to get excited about getting to know Jesus. That means, I don't quite understand this, but it enhanced me to want to get more of him. And when we want to get more of him, you won't look at the time. And I'm finna let y'all go home. That's why I wore my big watch tonight. Yep. So folks can go home, but you're still going to talk about me anyway. So. That sounds like one of my sisters. But anyway. Come with me to 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, 9 and 10. We want to trust God until the end. Sometimes it looks like the enemy has won. But we're going to have to retrieve our thinking ability and release positive in where negativity is trying to smother us out. I believe that God gonna see me through. And there's only two passages of scripture here that he told me to talk about. And I will do my best at talking about it, and we're gonna go home. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10. And as I read it, you read along with me. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, don't look like it, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 10 say, which is time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. What I want to talk about tonight is we must believe for yourself that we are chosen one, because he has allowed things to happen in our life that we realize or should realize that he chose me, that he can position me, that he can prepare me for everlasting life. And sometime in our going through, we really want to challenge ourselves and look at other people because we want to measure what we're going through with other people. But we cannot roll like that. Oh, I forgot to read the Amplifier. I just thought about it when I moved my hand. Verse 9 in the Amplifier said, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchase, special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the victorious and perfection of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Once you were not a people at all, but now you are a God people. We were not nothing in ourselves. And whoever say they were, you just messed up and still messed up in your mind. Once you were not a people at all, but now are God people. Once you are, you were unpeated, but not you are pitied and have received mercy. His mercy have adopted us into being his chosen people. Because I can remember back so far back, and I said a lot tonight about the music, and the music will mess us up. It get us involved in things. People will mess us up. I ain't hearing about it. We'll mess up our own self and found things that we have been put in. The seed can God step in and manifest himself in us since we've been put in it. And see, so all of what I teach is this, all of us been some and it ain't been good. If you think you've been good, you done got wrong information from your own self. But I find out as he released Zion, and all of these trans. And when you get in a situation and you don't have to be old, I'm so sick and tired of folks up there want to look at these old veterans and some of them ain't got no Jesus. I can pay my bills. I never took on more than I can be responsible for. That's your problem. I've been living in this house since 1932. The termites and everything done ate it up, and you still sitting up in there talking about your house. Want everybody else to feel bad because they like the gypsies here or there. Is it okay? But I'm assured that I am a relationship with him, because sometimes when our comfort zone, that means he can't get our attention because we're in our comfort zone. How are we going to define one of the chosen ones? I've been going through hell or high water. My boyfriend quit me and didn't give me no notice. He just decided he didn't want me no more. Husband walked out and left me with all the little children. And didn't even just have a reason why he left. Did people fire me on my job say, I ain't cute? You can go all the down the road. But somewhere in your duration of going through, you got to define. I'm one of his chosen ones because I keep on catching hell. Folks won't allow me. Talk about me. Abuse my background. Talk about all my family them. Just beat you down. How can you come in your ministry, men and women? Ministry doesn't mean that you behind those pulpits. Please don't let the devil keep messing you up. Everybody don't have a pulpit ministry. That's why Jacksonville's so full of churches. Because everybody wants their own little church. And want to control it. And want to be the head honcho in it. If we can let Jesus in, we got something to give somebody. Because he can trust you to go down there to the Waffle House and speak to a young lady, but we scared to go down there. Because she'll feel on us. Leave that alone. He want to bring us into our rightful place. I got to start believing all that I've been through, and it's time for me not to get connected to him. See, when we run from him, we run to them. Amen. When we run to him, I want you to teach me how to get connected to you. I mean, the pastor had this debate. He said the background he come from, they stayed and called Jesus all night. I say, in this hour, these people be sleep all night. You might get a few be serious, but they get yawning and go to sleep, and everybody be sleep. When you wake up in the morning, you just had a night of sleeping on the chairs or the floor or somewhere. So he and I say, I don't believe that, apostle. It don't take all night for God to do nothing. It don't take you all night to get a baby. Just a few seconds and you disappointed. Darn! If somebody think it take all night to get a baby, you mix information. There you go, daughter. Not long at all. You be expecting some other stuff, and there you come up with a baby. Darn! How did that happen? We are people that God want to put in us. His authority and his requirement. I believe that when we find that we've been going through a whole lot, and we do. How can I believe that I'm one of the chosen ones? How can I believe that God has a plan to sabotage the enemy set up? When I keep on going through hell or high water, when I keep on using the same thing and it ain't doing me no good, then I sure run out of desire to do the same thing. I won't have went in the confrontation of the transition or something that helped hurt me so bad. And I really don't know why. And then we're going to get off all this, all them sin, and come short of the glory of God. And God, I need to speak with you. Why? You let me go through more than old Sally Roof is, and she whore than I am. No, you don't need to get there. You need to know that he knocking on your door, and he wants you to come in so he can position you so you will be one of those chosen ones. I chose you before you knew yourself. Amen. I ain't talking about pulpit syndrome, because everybody don't need to prove a pulpit to be proven I'm a chosen one. Because he got some folks are saying you happy, you just gone to glory. I ain't hearing nobody. I got to put the rapping in there now, honey, to make you break your hip. Yeah, get it. That'd be some good stuff. I've been listening to that stuff, Vincent, and it make a check in me. Angry with the whole world. Got me a pistol in my pocketbook. They going to let me rap with them because I'm going to put my part in. They said, come on, pastors. I said, y'all want me to hit it now? They going to say, we're going to buy them because there's a lunatic in there. Don't allow, Bobby, you need it. I said, when I come in, y'all, had my pistol in my pocket trying to kill that heifer. There's a gone granny. I did it, but he delivered me. I was trying to pop her. I was going to shoot him too, but I want to put her in there because he's a big man in church now. Let me get back to the word. All that we go through, y'all thought I ain't had no rapping skills. The next CD, I'm going to see, can I get on it? If they want me to get me an Afro wig, some shades, a pastor, they won't know who I am, so you don't have to be shamed. If he said we are a holy nation, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? We allow the enemy to take us from being the chosen one. Because we ain't got something in our baggage to fix it so we can give somebody so they can be fixed. You think what I said about the pistol in my pocketbook, that was real. And I wanted to shoot somebody. And I would have if God would allow me. Because when you're looking for trouble, I wrote all night long. Because I need to punish somebody. Nah, but God, so good to me. My children are knowing me from being jailbird mama. But he wanted me to know that he chose me and you. It don't look like it because we've been alley rats and mess. I'm just talking about me where you can check in and say me too. Holy without any evidence, that means you ain't holy. Evidence is I don't do what I used to do no more. And he working in my favor. Chosen one. We don't believe that we are royal in his sight. We don't believe that he's a forgiving God and you can get up from the junky mess. We don't believe that he is a God that of another chance. And we don't know how serious another chance might be. Because I didn't stop sticking my hand in stuff that was not of God myself. And if you think you can do it yourself, you got wrong information on the power of the Most High God. I began to seek his face when I began to go through trials and tribulation. And sometime it means that your health began to fail you. And friends turned their back on you. And the people that you thought love you, they don't love you like you thought. And I began to call on King Jesus. I said, here am I, a messed up mess. But I was forced to call him because of my predicament. My body had got racked with pains. And I didn't have any peace in my mind. I didn't know what peace is and was about. And I began to call him in the wee hours of the night. And I was saying, here am I, will you just have mercy on me? I couldn't use all those exciting words that I used to know that got me in trouble. I said, just have mercy on me. I will find 3 and 4 hours just saying, have mercy, Lord. I don't know what I'm going to do and don't know how to do it. But will you please have mercy on me? I'm down here, can't make a turn without you. I'm all broke up in my inner man. My heart is overwhelmed with sorrow. Oh, Jesus, I kept calling him Jesus. Somebody call him tonight, who got a situation won't go away. Oh, Jesus, here I am again. I ain't going to quote no scripture to you, because you are the scripture, but I'm going to call you. Oh, Jesus, I need a turnaround on the inside. I've been going through, and don't look like I'm going to make it through. But hear my Lord, I'm calling on your name that has all power. I'm in a dark situation, but as I call your name, I see some light coming in. I'm going to keep calling you, because more I call you, the way I get away from darkness, darkness is sin. I say, oh, Jesus, hear my, I messed up over and over again, but you hadn't left me. I didn't want to connect with you, but I'm calling you now, because I done got some bad reports, and I done got in a place where I can't move for myself. Oh, Jesus, I'm calling you. Will you have mercy on me? Have mercy, Lord. Even in the courtroom, I don't have money, but you are a lawyer that I'll pay up later. Help me, Lord. Help me. I need your move of just for me.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.